All right. Well, when President George W. Bush signed the TARP, the Troubled Asset Relief Program, there were a lot of details in there that many of us didn't actually pay attention to because there was so much big stuff to deal with. Maybe we didn't look at maybe the criterion for participation, for example, which I will read here. It states, anyone can participate who's a financial institution that is established and regulated under the laws of the U.S. that has significant operations in the U.S. Who does that refer to? Well, it turns out a lot of people. Citigroup asked for help from the Fed at least 174 times during one 13-month period. The Fed also bailed out companies like General Electric, Detroit automakers, famously, Harley-Davidson, McDonald's, along with some central banks in Britain and Japan, as well as pension funds in Sweden and South Korea. Surprising to you? Also slightly surprising to Louise Story, our Wall Street and finance reporter from our partner, The New York Times. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning.
So you were saying earlier when we were talking that your biggest surprise in here was how much money went to foreign banks.
It was surprising to me. What we're talking about here is a bit of the secret bailout. And the reason it's a little secret is because the TARP, which you just mentioned, was run by the Treasury. It was put into law by Congress. So that was pretty open. We know a lot about the TARP and the bailout. And so we've been talking about it for 2 years. But much more money, trillions of dollars, was being spent by the Federal Reserve. And the Fed was able to do that separate from the TARP without authority, you know, authority from Congress. They did it on their own, starting even before the financial crisis began. And they were able to keep it all a secret. The only reason it all came out yesterday was Congress passed a law saying they would have to tell us by December 1st this year Who got all that money? And we're talking about 21,000 different transactions, different loans they made in 11 different programs. They went to the banks you'd expect, like Citigroup. They also went, lots of money, over $20 billion, went to Goldman Sachs, who told us, you know, they were fine. They didn't need government help. But it also went to a ton of foreign banks. UBS was one of the biggest recipients, you know, it's a Switzerland bank, and Barclays, the British bank. So that surprised me when I saw that.
Did they have to, was the Federal Reserve using these kind of criterion that the TARP used that I just related, that they had to be established and regulated under U.S. laws, that they had to have significant operations here? Were those criteria used?
You know, the Fed has a totally different set of criteria. It does have criteria. You know, these banks, the foreign banks that it gave the money to, they do have big operations here. You know, Natixis, they got a bunch of money. They do have operations here. And what you're seeing here is a little bit of politics at play, even with the Fed, because the reason they gave all this money to UBS, for instance, is because UBS had bought a ton of mortgage-backed securities containing home loans in the U.S. A lot of the reason these foreign banks were in huge trouble is they had given out all these mortgage bonds that enabled all this lending here in the U.S. And so at that point, UBS might have dumped all those bonds and the market would have, which would have only hurt the American housing market more. So the argument for the Fed to lend all this money to these foreign banks was because otherwise they would have dumped stuff containing American mortgages.
But if you look into your reporting here, it seems to me you've got two broad classes of transactions. One is the emergency transaction to keep Citibank from sliding into the tank, all right? And I can understand that. And that seems like exactly what the TARP was all about. But then you've got this fund over here that the Fed has that sort of cleans up messes. And the UBS thing that you describe, they're made whole on these bad bonds that they could have lost money on, and that the Fed money, it seems to me, was used to make whole certain institutions that might have made bad bets because we don't have to deal with them down the line, pay them off, get them out of the picture, remove a mess rather than deal with an actual financial emergency. Is that an unfair characterization?
Well, all these programs are different. A lot of them, the biggest one actually was one in the commercial paper market, which is these were short-term loans. And so in these short-term loans, they weren't buying these mortgage bonds from them. What they were doing is they were just lending to them overnight to help them fund them. And a lot of these programs had, you know, a lot of the way companies like McDonald's is a big recipient in here. That surprised me also, and GE. So that's why you're talking
General
about the
Electrics,
light, right?
Yeah.
The light bulb and the chicken McNugget. It's because a lot of companies and banks and owners of these mortgage bonds, in order to keep their lights on and fund it day to day, they have these short term loans. And so the Fed, to a certain degree, was just keeping the market going. It's kind of like if the stock market froze up and no one could sell stocks, if the Fed jumped in just to help kind of lend money out to investors who needed to sell stocks, but didn't buy up all the stocks necessarily. So there's a similarity there. But
it reveals that a lot of big American businesses whose jobs are on the line for Americans are in the commercial paper market to just fund their operations, make payroll.
That's right.
And that's the big reveal.
And it does show that it's a systemic risk here that so many companies rely on short-term borrowing to keep their doors open. And, you know, there's been a lot of reform of what the banks need to do, but, you know, not a lot of people have talked about, even for these other companies like McDonald's, what could we change to help them in a financial crisis not get in this pinch again?
And this is a 2% interest rate, right?
It was a very low interest rate.
And on that point, we got this good news recently that we're only going to lose $30 billion on the TARP. Have all these loans that the Fed Reserve gave out, are we making that money back?
A lot of it's back. The Fed did also buy up a lot of mortgage bonds. It's made some profits on some of those. On some of those, it's unclear. We won't really have the final tally for years to come because these mortgage bonds are being sold over time. But, you know, at one point, these programs were over $1 trillion. That pushed the Fed's balance sheet to over $1 trillion. So that's kind of a scary prospect.
Question, Louise, how come if I want to make my payroll in my family, I get a Visa card for 22%, but General Electric can borrow $1 billion for 1.6%? I know you can't answer that.
American businesses got preferable terms, but it was, you know, in the goal of keeping the economy going for everyone.
Well, I keep the economy going. I spend a lot of money. Louise Story is a Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times. These programs over at the Fed?
They still have some programs, but a lot of them have ended.
So we'll maybe see more reveals in the future. Thanks so much, Louise.